Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, there's the great Don Henley. My Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving week here on the show with Bob and Jeff. Waiting to hook up with Smacker Miles. Hopefully that will happen soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'd like that to happen fairly soon. What'd you think of the hire of Les Miles?
Well, I think the name is obviously good. I mean, I think for KU right now, to have a name is important. And obviously, he should be able to recruit.
Well, the pedigree is pretty good, too.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, it is. So, I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, I think it's probably the best that they were going to get. And he's pretty good. Now, hopefully, he's all in. I'm not sure what the deal has. Anything come out on the length of the contract or anything? I haven't heard.
Yeah, I don't have it at my fingertips, but he's going to be there for a while.
But I think it should be good for KU. It should be good for boosters and season tickets and all this other stuff. I think that's probably the main thing to start with. Now, I don't think we should have expectations that he's going to go roll in there and he's going to win the Big 12. I mean, that's just something that I don't think's going to happen right off the hop. But when it comes down to the fact that you got Les Miles, he's a prolific NCAA football coach, I think it's a great hire for KU. And we'll have to just see and give him some time. You know, when I talked about this with Jeff last week when I was on. And, you know, hopefully he gets the program to a spot where whoever they hire after him can keep it going. And that's always the tough part. In any situation, especially when it comes to your football program.
Yeah, and I think it's a hire that will have short and long term benefits for Kansas football.
No, I agree.
All right, we are joined now by the aforementioned Les Miles' daughter, Smacker Miles. How are you, Smacker?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. We appreciate you coming on our radio show and talking about your father. But first, we got to clear up your nickname because I'm sure you've never been asked to explain it. So let's get that out of the way, and then we can go on with more important matters.
My dad gave me the nickname when I was a couple weeks old because my parents would talk about me as Smacker as they ran because I smacked my lips together all the time. And then basically with moving around with his job, I ended up in Dallas in first grade. And I went to first grade and I said, my name's Smacker. And all the kids kind of laughed. And I didn't realize it was weird. So that was the first time I realized that Smacker wasn't exactly my name. And it was very different. Then we moved back to Stillwater where I was basically when I was a baby. And everyone already knew me as Baby Smacker. So that's when it really stuck as far as no escaping it.
Yeah, you're stuck with it, and it certainly distinguishes you from everyone else. No question about that. talk about your youth growing up with your dad coaching football and the success he had, and what are the traits about Les that you've admired over the years.
It's interesting because growing up, I just knew him as dad, and I thought that our lifestyle was normal because you're a kid and that's all you know. So a lot of my impressions now are kind of looking back at his career, But we always had our own things, and my parents always made our sports a huge priority, and even my dad made our sports a huge priority, and I thank him for that every day because I'm a female, and I was a swimmer, and I was obviously in a non-revenue sport. It's really not the most exciting, and he always made me feel like it really, really mattered because he did. It mattered to him. So it was a really unique bond that our entire family shared that there was no one who did anything that didn't matter, and our stuff matters as much as dad's did.
So obviously with Les being your dad and you moving around and that sort of thing and different jobs, how was it at school, you know, when you're a little older, middle school, high school, and you know at that point your dad's Les Miles, and when it comes to sports news and that sort of thing, he's always in there. How was that for you at school? Were kids happy for you, or were some jealous? How did that go? Was that difficult for you?
You know, I know that kids said things to me, but I don't remember specific people at specific times because they were always people that weren't my great friends. They were people that I didn't value their opinion of me as much as other people. And the biggest examples of that I remember are of my siblings, of times that my siblings said, this girl said this to me, or this guy said this to me, or this kid said his dad says he can coach better than mine, and stuff like that. So I remember standing up for my siblings more than I remember being upset myself.
We're talking with Smacker Miles, the 24-year-old daughter of New Kansas football coach Les Miles. He's such an intriguing guy, had so much success coaching at the college level, but it did not end well for him at LSU for whatever reason. You're still in Baton Rouge, right, Smacker? Is that still?
I am, yes. I work there.
Mm-hmm. So how did that go for you and the rest of his family when that ended four games into the 2016 season?
I went to a boarding school at the end of high school for swimming, and then I went away to college. So I was at the University of Texas when it happened. So in the immediate, I wasn't there, but I think that was probably the hardest time for me because I wasn't there, because I like to be able to be there and be there for my family and be in the know as far as their happiness. And so since January, I've been back in Baton Rouge, and people in Baton Rouge are so kind to us because we were always grounded and it was never about my dad or status or anything like that. So as far as the day-to-day, you felt like everyone around you still loved you and the people you cared about still cared about you. But there was a reality that the biggest party in Baton Rouge every Saturday is one that you're really not invited to. And by not invited, obviously, it's only the athletic administration. The rest of Baton Rouge would have been excited. And I always had people say, are you going to the game? Are you doing this? And it's kind of like, what are you thinking? No, of course I'm not. The athletic director that let my dad go is still there. So it's very interesting because he still signs autographs. He still takes pictures. He still has people tell him that he's their favorite coach of life and that he's their favorite person and that they miss him and they love him and he's a legend. But there's still that immediate reality that it's not you right now. And I think that we're all excited to just kind of feel like we're truly back in the community in the way that we once were.
Now, did he talk to you at all, or did he talk with the family obviously before taking the Kansas job, and did you have any thoughts about it, and how long ago did the situation sort of surface?
I think there were a lot of ideas as far as his history with Mr. Jeff Long, but to me, like everyone else, it feels real when you get on the plane, because even when everything's being decided and settled, it's kind of like last minute as far as actual contract stuff. And that's not anything that I participate in at all. So I felt like it was real when we really got on the plane. And then as far as his input from our family, absolutely every step of the way, which is so flattering that he cares about us and our happiness and our opinion as much as he did. But none of us felt like it was our decision. So we were all just there to support him and be ready to go whenever he made the call. But he asked me if I would cheer for his new team, and I said absolutely, I'll do anything I can to help, and I would do anything in my power to get that team to win and to support you in any way I could. So I smiled, I said I'll wear your colors wherever you go, and that was about it.
Bob Lutz, Jason Duda. We're with Smacker Miles, the daughter of the new Kansas football coach. I'm curious about your perspective. I think it's fascinating to get the opportunity to talk to you. What is going to make him a successful football coach at Kansas? He's 65 years old now. He's obviously achieved a great amount of success at Oklahoma State and certainly at LSU. What is it that's going to transform at Kansas that's going to add to this legend of Les Miles?
He's one of those people that buys into the people he's around. And I say that in the sense that he can get anyone to believe in themselves because he really does start to believe in the people that he surrounds himself with. And it's such a positive quality of his that he's able to be so optimistic as far as potential. And when people realize that the potential he sees in them, it inspires them to be their absolute best. He's also a great recruiter and a great person. I think that kids can see that you know what you're going to get from him. And I think that trust in recruiting is one of the biggest things you can have as a coach. And I just think there's going to be a lot of kids that realize this is something different and this is something special that's going to happen at Kansas.
Well, very interesting perspective. And I know you work in the media down in Baton Rouge. Is that correct?
That is right,
yeah. All right. Well, maybe you need to get up here and to Kansas and further your career. I may have an opening on this show at some point.
Well, that'd be awesome. I'd love to be a part.
There you go.
Smacker, I'm still sitting right here.
Smacker, thanks for your time. We appreciate talking with you.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
All right. She got a kick out of that.
Well, I guess, yeah. You basically hired her and kicked me and Jeff out of here right now.
Well, listen, I do what I got to do.
Well, we figured that out.
For the betterment of the show.
We figured it out.
If Smacker Miles reaches out to me in an hour and says, I know you might have been joking about that thing about me coming on the show, but I'm just checking back to see if there's any truth in that. My immediate answer is, when can I buy you the plane ticket?
Right, and because Jeff's out of town anyway.
Right.
And
we'll
I'm the pinch hitter, so
we'll
I'm
walk
fine.
In here Monday and I'll see Smacker Miles in his chair.
That would be great.
How about that?
I would like to. I will be in here just to see that.
Then go screw with my fantasy team. Right? Back in a minute with what makes us thankful as we approach Thanksgiving Day. This is The Drive with Bob and Jason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.